Elo my Rav, Rav says like this, Ein Echnami, Eishas Ish. We're talking about a regular Eishas Ish. V'chein ki Yosef Rav, and I'm Rav Yechon Eishas Ish. Well, my Korol HaYisakal, why is the Yisra of an Eishas Ish? In other words, a married lady, when she lives with another man, why is that called an Issakal? That the halacha is, if your wife lives with another man, your wife becomes Asa to you. Now we're saying that's called a simple Issa. Why? Shein Eisra, Eisra Kol Yama. Because the husband does not keep her also the whole lifetime. A husband can give his wife a get. If you give your wife a get, Lamaisa, she becomes mutter. So the Yisr, Eishas Ish, is not that strong. True, Kozaman, you're married to your wife, she's not allowed to live with anybody else. But when you give her a get, she becomes mutter. Ma'ashem came, when once you married your wife, her sister is also to you longer than that. Like we said before. Because your wife's sister is also to you, Kozaman, she's alive. Even if you give your wife a get, you're still not allowed to live with your sister-in-law. So the Yisr of not living with your sister-in-law is stronger than the Yisr of an Eishas Ish. So that was the Kal v'Chomer. Maduch, when your wife lives with another man, she becomes also to you. So when the man lives with his sister-in-law, that's a Chomadik Yisr, for sure he should be also with his wife. And now we had a Pasuk that says no. V'shachav Ish Oysa, only your wife becomes also when a man lives with her, and not when you live with somebody else. The Tanya Nam Yochi, that Abba Chana Nama, Mishum Yabloza, Eishas Ish, we're talking about an Eishas Ish, and the scroll is like this. Ma bimokam abol isakal, shein oisra, oisra ko yomov. Maduch, when a married lady lives with another man, that the Isra of a married lady is not so strong, because the Isra is not all the time. The husband could give her a get. Nesar oisar, still the husband becomes also to his wife, when his wife lives with another man. Habol isakhamer, when the husband lives now with a strong Isra. Shoasura oisra ko yomov. But the law is you're not going to live with your sister-in-law, calls the man your wife is alive. Is Eino Din Shenesra Oisra? Isn't it for sure that you should now be also with your wife? That should have been the Svarim, that if a husband lives with his sister-in-law, he should become also with his own wife. On this we say, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Oisra, Fishachav Ish Oisra, Oisra Shchivasi Oisrosa, V'yein Shchivas Achos Oisrosa. The only time a lady becomes usher is if a lady, your wife, lives with another man, then she becomes usher to you. But if the husband lives with somebody else, his wife does not become usher to him.
Turn over. Yeah. It's the only one. Yeah. Sadekim abeis by two dots. We have Yosi Yoyim Kol Shapoisel. So Rabbi Yosi said a shver loshin at the end of our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah we had yesterday, we have Yosi said a lesson like this. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Kol Shepoisol, Aidei Acherim, anytime that's like a person becomes also because of somebody else, is Poisol Aidei Atzmoi. She also becomes also because of yourself. The Kol Shein Poisol Aidei Acherim, an Isha that does not become also because of somebody else, is Ein Poisol Aidei Atzmoi. Because of you yourself also, she does not become also. Shalom was, what are they talking about? Who's becoming us or and who is passing one the other? So more says like this. More says, my comer of Yosi. What does Rav Yosi mean to say? What's Rav Yosi talking about? Elaine, if you want to say like this. The comer of Tanakama says, the ozal ish toive gisoi, lemdina sayom, in a case where your wife and your brother-in-law, both of them, went away. They went to the other side of the ocean. And the news came back that they both died. So they told you that your wife died, and they told you that your brother-in-law died. And the case is what happened, that you married then your sister-in-law. That's who you married. You married your wife's sister. Now, Eishes Gisai, the law in such a case is, that Eishes Gisai Asira, that Lamaisa, the wife now, your sister-in-law, becomes also to her husband. Because what happened here? You live with your sister-in-law when really your husband was still alive. So it comes out now that your sister-in-law is like a soita to her husband. So she's also to her husband. That the sister-in-law now, the sister that you live with, she becomes also to her husband. That's what the Mishnah says. Is Eishes Gisoi Asira. V'yishto Sharia. But your wife is still mutter. Now the case again was that your wife and your brother-in-law went away, and the news was